Like most of us, I grew up with mostly male superheroes. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. Maybe that's why I remember so clearly the first time Batgirl showed up. I must have been 8 or 9, and honestly, it had not occurred to me until then that a girl could fight crime and save the world and do it riding a really cool black motorcycle. I wanted to be Batgirl. And that is why superwomen matter. Because they're icons of female power and agency, and they can shape little girls and even grown women's dreams and fantasies. And now, after all those years of being sidelined as girlfriends, sluts, or bitches, they're taking center stage. For example, Wonder Woman is back. DC Comics and Warner Brothers have at least 2 films planned. And yes, okay, she's a warrior princess in a miniskirt, strapless top, and knee-high boots. She is still a feminist icon. In fact, historian Jill Lepore recently discovered that Wonder Woman and her creator were intimately tied to the women's movement in the early 20th century.